From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Two explosions near a train station in Turkey's capital have killed at least 30 people and injured more than 125, according to the Interior Ministry. The Saturday morning blast, just minutes apart, happened as people were gathering for a large peace rally in Ankara. The rally was planned to call for an end to the conflict between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The cause of the blast was not immediately clear, although some unconfirmed reports say the blast may have been set off by suicide bombers. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned Saturday that Pyongyang is ready to fight any kind of war waged by the U.S. as he presided over a major military parade to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. State television showed tight formations of goose-stepping soldiers marching through Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square as the North Korean leader looked on from a podium surrounded by the country's other top leaders. Very few foreign dignitaries are attending the event, but Chinese official Liu Yunshan was given a position of prominence, appearing next to Kim throughout the parade. Liu, who is China's fifth-ranked leader, is in Pyongyang for wide-ranging talks. The start of the parade was delayed several hours because of a heavy thunderstorm that had moved through the area, but the skies later turned sunny. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia and the United States are set to resume talks aimed at avoiding accidents in Syrian airspace as the two countries conduct separate bombing campaigns. U.S. Defense Department Press Secretary Peter Cook said Friday that a second round of talks could take place within the next few days. The United States opposes Moscow's support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has ruled out cooperation with Russia, but has agreed to work on air safety procedures. Russian planes crossed into Turkish airspace several days ago, triggering an immediate protest from Turkey and a vow from NATO that it will defend its member nation. A Russian aircraft also came within a few kilometers of an American drone. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels fighting Islamic State militants. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training, under Secretary of Defense for Policy Christine Wormuth.
We're going to be vetting leaders as opposed to each individual fighter.
The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. The train and equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
U.S. President Barack Obama met privately with the families of the 8 students and one instructor gunned down at Umpqua Community College last Thursday. After the family meeting, Obama said the country will have to figure out how we stop things like this from happening. A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg. Carrying signs that read, "Obama, go home and nothing trumps our liberty," hundreds of people greeted the president. Later Friday at a fundraiser, the president said there are things that can be done to help prevent gun violence.
We know that we've got to do something to prevent the kind of gun massacres that we saw just last week and 2 months before that and 2 months before that and 2 months before that, because it is not normal, it is not inevitable, it doesn't just happen. It is a choice that we make, and it is a choice that we can change.
Mr. Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.